Hello and a very warm welcome to the Eurovision Showcase right here on Forest FM 92.3. Today is Sunday, the 30th of August 2020. It's time for us to celebrate the Eurovision Song Contest.
Hi, this is Scott Fitzgerald here, and I'm from the United Kingdom.
Hi, this is Nabi Ben from Belarus Land.
This is Scott Mills, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Bourgeois, l'enfer à moi, la France, 2013. Yes, so that is Amandine Bourgeois with the song Hell and Me, and that was France 2013. Amandine Bourgeois is from Angoulême in the southwest of France. She was the winner of the sixth edition of the French version of Pop Idol, Nouvelle Star. And remember, we were talking about that last week, where France's 2004 entrant, Jonathan Sarada, he ended up winning the very first French pop idol, Nouvelle Star. Yes. And Amélie Bourgeois won it in 2008. And also, she has participated in the television game show Fort Boyard, did you know? Who remembers Fort Boyard? Oh my goodness me, Melinda Messenger running around a fort in the middle of, in the middle of the Atlantic, off the coast of France, is hilarious. You can find repeats on Challenge TV these days here in the UK. I'm not so sure if they're still doing them. They used to do them many years ago. I'm saying about 10 years ago. Used to watch it religiously back in the day. Oh, good stuff. Well, welcome to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. I am your host, Kieran Aritosius. I'm with you until the top of the hour, playing you some of the greatest tunes and some of the quirky things, some of the cheesy stuff, but that's what the Eurovision Song Contest is all about. Having a bit of fun. Indeed, we are. We all got our normal bits of the show ready to show you. Shows and shows, of course. So we've got Rob's Random Request, The Best of the Rest. The Best of the Rest is basically a song or a couple of songs from national finals, which could be from any country who just missed out on a place at the Eurovision Song Contest. Also, we have Live and Kicking, where I'll play a song live from the Eurovision Song Contest itself. I was a little bit cheeky last week because I thought I'd play a nice national final performance for you, which was lovely, of Selma's All Out of Luck, by an Icelandic singer who I've forgotten the name of now. But you can listen back to that if you wish by going to Spotify, Mixcloud, any podcast app. Just search for the Eurovision Showcase. You can find us there. And yes, so let's move on to our next song. Yes, that I'm going to show you. And actually, we're going to go to the United Kingdom and their entry in 1980. Yes, I've got this amazing song from Prima Donna. Yes, and I've got just the lady to announce her own song.
Hi, this is Kate Robbins from the UK, and this is our song, Love Enough for Two. Enjoy.
If there's a place in your heart for me, there's a room in my place for you, 'cause I've got love enough. Yes, I do. You've got a very special kind of style. There's something in your eyes each time you smile. So tell me you can stay for just a while and love me too. If there's a place in your heart for me, there's a room in my place for you, 'cause I've got love enough.
That's the brand new single from Agnes, who is from Sweden. And she was in Melody Festival in 2009 with the amazing song Love, Love, Love. If you haven't heard it, you must check it out. Also, she had a number one hit here in the United Kingdom. Yes, she did, with Release Me. And she basically had that number one also all the way around Europe. But she never has returned back to Melody Festival, and not that I can remember. But she's got a beautiful voice, and it's so refreshing and amazing to hear from her once again. Okay, right, we're now going to move over to Denmark in 1966, and poor the singer Ulla Pia passed away earlier this week, and she passed away at a really quite early age of 75, and her song didn't do particularly well at the 1966 contest in Luxembourg. It only got 4 points and came 14th out of 18 countries. So, I guess it's not a slap in the face, but the song is actually quite sweet. And if you go to Google Translate to try and find out what the title means. Now, in Danish, it means Stop Mens Læren Er God, which Google Translate says to you, stop while the doctor is go. Which means makes no sense whatsoever. But the official Eurovision website has translated it to what it should be, and it says, stop while the going is good. Yes. So this is a really lovely song. Ulla Pia is really well known jazz musician and singer in Denmark, yes. And God rest her soul. Thank you for the memories, Ulla. And here is to Denmark's entry in 1966, which was their last entry until 1978, when Mabel represented Denmark in 1978 in Paris with the song Boom Boom, which is very much very fun. But Denmark disappeared for the next 13 years. It's a bit of a bizarre turn of events, it was, because Denmark were a previous winners of the contest. They only won in 1963, but it was all under controversy because Katie Boyle tried to get in contact with the Norwegian jury. They couldn't, and apparently the votes were changed from the distribution of it first time around to the second time around to help Denmark beat Switzerland in 1963. Yes, it's all a bit controversial, all that, but stands in history as Denmark's winner in 1963. So here we are, Ulla Pia with the Danish song Stop Mens Læren Er God.
Første bal sker det at hendes mand går blot lidt for vidt. Ja, det sker så tit, men hun svarer ikke. Stop, ja stop, ja stop, mens lejen er god. For jeg kan fornemme, at du nok vil glemme, at jeg må hjem klokken to. Jeg tænk om drømmene bræst. For du kan vel nok forstå, tiden går helt i stå, når du holder så fast. Lad os bare vandre afsted uden mål eller med. Nyde stjerne himmelens ro, den er skabt for os to. Kom, ja kom, ja kom, måske se et tak. Når tiden er inde til kærligheds puslespil, det bliver uden et stop. Jeg kom måske til et top, når tiden er inde til kærlighedspustespil. Det bliver uden et stop.
And before we have this week's edition of Rob's Random Requests, let's head over to Greece, 2004's Eurovision Song Contest in Istanbul, Turkey. Here is Sakis Rouvas, who came third with this very song. It's called Shake It.
Every time you wanna play, turn me on all the way. Come to me and take the ride. Skin on skin, it's pure delight. Giving me the passion, you're burning my heart. Gonna rock you till you drop. Baby, you're the reason I'm feeling so hot. Want you now, I just can't stop.
I would trade my life for a night with you, even
to go into the back catalogue of the Eurovision Song Contest.
It is Rob's Random Request.
Right, yes, Roberto is here. How are you, darling?
C'est bon, bonsoir tout le monde.
Oh, bonsoir, ça va?
Ça va bien, toi?
Ça va bien. Bon. Merci. Would you like to explain your random request, please, dear?
I will. I have a hat which is full of years from 1956
correct
to the present day. And I have a hat full of countries from Albania to Yugoslavia.
Yes.
I believe that's correct. And I pick one from both and hopefully they match.
Yes, we
but
hope.
They don't always match.
No, which is not a problem. We can always do a draw again.
We can. We try the best. So I have a year in my fingertips.
Lovely. So what have you got out of the hat, dear?
2014.
That was our first Eurovision together. Oh, we managed to get to the grand final, the TV show, and get tickets for that. That was amazing.
We were sat next to some Danish people were at one side, Finnish were the other side, Spaniards in front of us, I think.
No, Spanish to the side of us. The Finns were behind.
And that was it, and the Danes were
and
as well.
And you had the Swedes.
The Danes sat next to me.
Yes, you had the Danes. That's right.
Yes, and the Swedes were in front of us, and they were a wee bit worse for wear, weren't they? Too much drink.
Yeah, with the old drink. They've been listening to Terry Wogan for too much,
probably. Terry Wogan?
Yeah.
He wasn't there.
No, of course not. No, but, you know, a bit
more. Oh, yes, he drinks.
It.
Yes, that's true. But that was an interesting stadium, wasn't it? Because it was an old shipyard or something,
that's right.
Wasn't it? And the only problem with it was they didn't sort out transportation from there late at the night very well, did they?
Because no.
It was absolutely chucking down with rain. And this was on some kind of industrial estate outside of the city centre. And
there
was
miles
a queue for taxis and buses a mile long. And it was absolutely chucking down with rain. And
we were drenched. We actually ended up having to have a shower, didn't we, when we got back?
I think so. And I remember getting the bus. I think we got onto a bus in the end. Dropping us off near one of the tube stations.
Yes.
We just want to go back to the hotel. Yeah, that was the only downside of the whole thing, was that it was actually really badly organised.
It was, to be fair, yeah.
But we got there on a boat.
Yes, we got on the boat from the...
Nijhaven?
Nijhaven,
yeah. That's beautiful, by the way, if you ever go to Denmark.
Oh yes, it's a must.
Anyway, I do have a country in my hands now, so let me
please
select... For all the countries to pick, Slovakia, who are not in it.
No. They withdrew in 2012.
Yeah. Okay.
Come back.
Armenia. Oh, hang on a second.
Yes.
Is this...
Aram MP3.
Yes. I can't remember what it's called now.
Not Alone.
That's a good song, actually.
It was. Oh, well, it came fourth in the end, didn't it?
Yeah.
Remember?
That was one of Armenia's best ones, I think. They've been a bit dodgy the last 2 or 3 years.
Oh yeah, they have.
The last good one was in Sweden, I think. That was a really good song.
Oh, Evita Mikulcian.
I didn't like it until I saw it live, and then it was just like, oh my god, that's amazing. She just performed the hell out of it.
Yeah, I actually thought that it was going to win in 2016.
It was probably. Yeah, where did it come?
Seventh in the end.
It was an amazing song. It was an amazing performance. This was a good song, but the performance, I think, was quite so memorable.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. So, Rob, what is your random request this week?
It is Armenia, not Slovakia, 2014. Enjoy!
And the singer and song.
Aram with Not Alone.
That's right, darling. And he ended up coming fourth with 174 points.
You're all alone, you're all alone. No shoulder wants you to lean on. You thought this world was too cold, and you made up a whole new world. Don't cry. You're not alone.
Simpla Aigaim from Nucha, representing Portugal at the 1990 Eurovision Song Contest in Zagreb in Croatia. Now, and was back then in Yugoslavia. And that came 20th with only 9 points. But it's such a beautiful song. Ha Simpla Aigaim means there's always someone. And the chorus goes, always, there's always someone who still doesn't have as much as we do. Always, there's always someone in the corner of the world who also dreams. The voices of the wind and the waves of the sea brought this new day. Now we came without having to dream. Moments of mad joy. Let's sing together without looking backwards. Nothing can stop love and peace. Now, 1990's Eurovision Song Contest was all about love and peace. Yes, it was not too long beforehand when the Brandenburg Gate fell down and the Berlin Wall came down as well. And, you know, Europe was unifying. The fall of the USSR was in progress as well. So there was like a renewed passion of community in Europe, and which brought on to 1992's creation of the European Union. So it was all about that, and everybody was all, you know, really excited about the future. Certainly were back then. Anyway, it's awkward now. Anyways, it's time to move on and have this.
It is now time to keep you updated on the latest news, information from Europe's biggest singing competition. This is the Eurovision Showcase News with Kieran Uritotiot.
Yes, and your news is dated of Saturday, the 29th of August, 2020. First story is of Junior Eurovision in Ukraine. 11 Junior Eurovision 2020 finalists have been revealed. Yes, after submissions from 105 singers and groups, 11 have been selected by a jury to go through to the Ukrainian Junior National Final. Oh yes. Now the themes of the songs that will be performed in the heat of Sanza na Suskes in Poland, I hope I pronounced that, Eurowizja Junior 2020 have been revealed. So that's for the Polish Junior National Final. Now, Hoover Phonics management have revealed that they have more than 20 songs currently in the running for representing Belgium at the Eurovision Song Contest 2020. As reported earlier in the week by Eurofoire.com, Hoover Phonics have now written the song that will represent Belgium in Rotterdam next year. The German channel Kika has revealed the 5 young singers who are competing to represent Germany for their debut entry of this year's Junior Eurovision Song Contest. So if you'd like to find out more details on that, head over to Eurofoire.com. Australian 2016 singer Dami Im has been a victim of a vicious dog attack at home in Australia, where she's still in so much shock, and the dog bite was on her thigh and the owner of the dog just walked away. Dami Im, as you can tell, as I mentioned, is just in so much shock over the incident. And finally, in a recent interview with Radio International's JP, James Newman, who was going to represent the UK this year, has stated in an interview that he would love to do Eurovision again, and he's coming up with some ideas if the BBC select him next year.
For more Eurovision news throughout the week, please head over to our friends at Eurovoir.com.
Hi, I'm Rob.
And I'm James.
And you can join us for the Eurotrip podcast every single Wednesday.
That's right, join us for all the latest news, some fun games, and some of the biggest guests from the Eurovision Song Contest.
Hi, this is Nikki French.
Hello, my name is Alex Vanagy.
Hello, this is Miriam Christine.
I'm Rambo Amadeus. Please enjoy the podcast Eurotrip. Bye-bye.
So join us on Acast, on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and subscribe to make sure you don't miss a thing.
It is easy what they say.
What I say.
This is the Eurotrip.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Hello everybody!
My name is Vova.
My name is Timur.
I am Alex.
We are the hosts of the Eurovision Song Contest 2017 in Ukraine.
Enjoy the show and celebrate diversity with us.
Hello, this is Ruslana from Ukraine. You are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Pourquoi la pluie? Et les nuages aussi, et les nuages aussi. Pourquoi le soir, tu t'endors dans mon lit, tu t'endors dans mon lit. Ah, pourquoi on dort si loin de la famille, dans un autre pays. Ah, pourquoi la mort vient après la vie. Viens après la vie. Je t'aime ma langue au chat. Répondez-moi. Ah, 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 ah. Pas de langue de paix. Répondez-moi. Ah, 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 ah. Sans jamais s'arrêter, sans jamais s'arrêter. Pourquoi on prie, chacun de son côté, chacun de son côté. Ah, pourquoi je suis ici étranger, là-bas étranger. Ah, pourquoi mon fils grandira sans été. On dira sans été.
Répondez-moi from Gejanters. That was Switzerland 2020 before, sadly, it was cancelled. Yes, answer me from Switzerland. Yes, Gejanters. And that was probably one of Switzerland's best entries. Could be for the last 20, 25 years or so. That was beautiful. Don't you think? And actually, it was probably one of the strongest entries that Switzerland have had at the Eurovision for probably since 1993. Yeah, well, last year, Loïc Notet. That's not right. Luca Hanni. yes, I mean, he killed it in 2019. Last year. So, yes. So I just think that Gijon Tales would be one, at least in the top three of this year's Eurovision Song Contest if it was going to take place. But he is confirmed to be representing Switzerland next year in Rotterdam. So that is absolutely wonderful news. A reminder that we've got about 18 participants for the Eurovision Song Contest 2020 who are going to continue represent their country next year. So all is not lost for many of the artists. But, you know, there's a large part of me which hopes that James Newman does do it for the United Kingdom next year, because he's been offered the opportunity and he's had the experience of the Eurovision community, which, as I'm sure many of you are aware, they are rabid, passionate Eurovision fans out there. Sort of got a feel for My Last Breath and saw how it was received. So maybe James can take some of that reaction and sort of mould it into something maybe even more special. You know, and as long as he's truly himself, that's all that matters, really. Right, I was going to continue with this really sad incident that happened to Dami Im in Australia. Yes, she said on Instagram that she's taken antibiotics and received a tetanus shot after a dog bit her in the thigh. Yes, the hitmaker was recounting her terrifying ordeal on two separate posts as she was explaining what happened to her. She got bitten by a dog. And she was also writing that she was on her morning walk, minding her own business, and a dog jumped out at me out of the blue, and the owner walked away without checking if I was okay, even though you could see my pant had ripped, and she was sobbing on the ground out of pain and shock. And she says, luckily, my angel friend came to help me and took me to the GP. And seriously, I do love dogs. But you can't imagine that. But if you can't imagine them, it's your fault. If they attack people on the streets, you know, that is quite a mourning she had. According to the NHS in the UK, animal bites that break the skin can lead to serious infections such as tetanus and rabies. And although it is rare to happen, it's still important to have bites looked immediately so doctors can treat it and prevent various infections. So poor old Dami Im, feeling for her. Now, I would like to play this song for you from her album, yes, of the Carpenters covers. Now, she released it just after she represented Australia at the Eurovision in 2016, and she came second with the amazing performance that we've played live here on the Eurovision Showcase many a times, Sound of Silence, because the live version, whoa, it beats the studio version quite a bit. But here is Dami Im's version of the Carpenters classic, and it's probably my favourite Carpenters song too, Rainy Days and Mondays Always Get Me Down. Aww.
Talking to myself and feeling old. Sometimes I like to quit. Nothing ever seems to fit. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. What I've got they used to call the blues. Nothing is really wrong. Feeling like I don't belong. Wind up
No need to talk it out. We know what it's all about.
Dammy Im with Rainy Days and Mondays, her cover of the Carpenters classic. And Dammy Im represented Australia at the 2016 Eurovision Song Contest in Stockholm, Sweden. Okay, it is now time for the best of the rest. Yes, of course. Now, the best of the rest is showcasing songs from national finals that never made it to Eurovision, shockingly. Yes. Now, I've been lucky enough on YouTube to find the Song for Europe for the United Kingdom in 1992. Yes, Michael Ball represented the UK with One Step at a Time and ended up coming second in Malmö in Sweden that year, behind Linda Martin's Why Me for Ireland. And it started Ireland's trend of Irish Eurovision winners consistently, 92, 93, 94. So, this song from Michael Ball's national final came third, and it's called Secret Love, or Secret of Love, actually. And this performance and song, I love it. And here it is. He released it as a single not long after Eurovision, and quite rightly so, because it's a fab upbeat song. So our first song of this week's Best of the Rest is Michael Ball, Secret of Love, from the UK National Final Song for Europe 1992.
I know that when she said that we could be friends, that my heart turned to stone and broke again. Because of you.
Crying is done, 'cause I found the secret of love. I found that
Unbreakable, Secret of Love from A Song for Europe, 1992. Now, we're thinking of injustices in national finals. This is probably one of the biggest ever. Here is Anna Gertsgaard with Suitcase from the Danish Melody Grand Prix, Dansk Melody Grand Prix in 2015. This came second. Didn't make it to Vienna, but my goodness me, Anna was amazing.
Sophia dreams, she wants away. Feels like the air is getting thinner every day. She's something else, not meant for this. That's what her mother told her when she was a kid. She left a note that said goodbye. Don't cry for me, you know I will be alright. Go pack your bags, get on the train. Don't waste the time before our dreams they start to fade. It's like a castle built in the sand. Until you're standing with a ticket in your hand. And nothing but a suitcase. 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 Sophia dreams, she wants it all. Hoping one day there'll be a picture on the wall. She writes a song about a girl who had a ticket and a suitcase just like her. She left a note that said goodbye. Don't cry for me, you know I will be alright. Go pack your bags, get on the train. Don't waste the time before our dreams they start to fade. It's like a castle built in the sand. Until you're standing with a ticket in your hand. And nothing but a suitcase. Suitcase. They said you're never gonna make it anyway. Anyway. No, they trying to bring her down, but she never wanted to believe that she could fail. She goes with nothing but a suitcase. Suitcase. Yeah. Go pack your bags, get on the train. Don't waste your time before our dreams they start to fade. It's like a castle. Until you're standing with a ticket in your hand. And nothing but a suitcase. 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 Suitcase.
Such a sweet song. Anna Gertsgaard with Suitcase. And Anna was the very first representative of Denmark at the Junior Eurovision in 2003. She had the Arabian Dream song there, which ended up coming fourth, I believe, for Denmark in the Junior Eurovision 2003. Yes, the very first one it was in Copenhagen. And the UK had Tom Morley with a song for the world. It was very, very cheesy, but my goodness me. And do you know who was the UK commentators that year? Mark Durden-Smith and Tara Palmer-Tomkinson. Goodness me. Yeah, that brings back some memories. Dear, oh dear. Yes, it is now time for Live and Kicking. That means We are now at the end of the show. Oh, I know. Thank you very much for joining me, Kieran Aritasiat, on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. And bank holidays, of course. Yes, Sunday the 30th of August. I hope you could join me next Sunday at 5 p.m. for more Eurovision amazing music. Oh yes, chats and crazy bits and bobs. Get your requests in as well. Follow us on Twitter and tweet us at ESC Showcase. Our Facebook page is called the Eurovision Showcase. And of course, you can email us escshowcase@gmail.com. But I'll leave you in the capable hands of Jessica Garlick, who came third for the United Kingdom in 2002 with the song Come Back. And I will see you next Sunday, 5 p.m. Arrivederci, au revoir, arrivederci, vislat, dobidzenia, goknacht, and adios. See you all very soon. Toodaloo.
Jessica Garlick to sing for the UK. Let's cheer her on with word and gesture. Mind you, her frock's been through the shredder.
We both made the same mistakes, and believe me, I know. Too deep hand on you. In my eyes, can you see that someone's too hurting me? What can I say that will make up for letting you down? I just want you to know, so come back.
Come back.
If you love me, how will I survive?
Jessica Garlick, singing for the UK. That's our best song for many a year, I'd say.
Finally, the United Kingdom, 12 points.
That's
and
more
finally,
like it.
United Kingdom, 12 points.
Le Royaume-Uni, 12 points.
Online and on 92.3 FM, this is Forest FM.